Welcome to Sexy Mom Abundant Life with best-selling author and coach Kathy Williams, a show to help you tap into the support of the universe and access the abundance that's available in every area of your life. Listen in for conversations and tools to create more ease, joy, and possibility with family, relationships, business, and living. Kathy's joyful perspective will help you tap into your own wisdom and create a life of presence and abundance your way. Listen live on Thursdays at 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Pacific, or anytime on iTunes or at IOM FM.
Welcome to Sexy Mom, everyone. This is Kathy Williams, and today's conversation is one of my favorites. It's on creating a business, whatever it is you'd like to create. We're going to talk about a different way of doing that in my life has opened up so many possibilities, like this radio show, for example, and the books I've been published in, and just classes all over the world. And if I hadn't had the tools, I would create in a much more effortful. So what we're going to talk about today is actually a way of inviting you to create in a way that's more fun and invites more ease. And before I get started, just a little bit about me. I am a coach. In fact, I love working with people one-on-one and in masterminds to help you get what you want. It's just like one of my favorite things. And I've been on the radio for about 4 hours. From both the Perfect Brilliance and also this one, Sexy Mom Abundant Life. And if you go to my website, meetkathywilliams.com/radio, you can drive, as well as finding me on air at iom.fm every Thursday live. And I love hearing your comments, your questions, and what topics you would like, because that helps me shape the show and bring clarity and, really connect with you. And I love when you connect, and you can do that by reaching out at meetkathywilliams.com. I'm also on Facebook, Kathy Jones Williams. And then some of my favorite places of recent are YouTube and Instagram. I post videos on YouTube a couple a week, musings, different tools and ideas, and also Instagram is just such a fun way to show off Hawaii, where I live, because I'm always loving the nature here. So let's get started on our topic today, which is creating. Totally different way of creating. So I'm going to tell you a little bit about how I created the book, Done Easy. It was a bestseller on Amazon, and it came together in ways more magically than I could imagine. I'm also going to talk about put together my classes around the world. Some of the things that may come in that seem like hang-ups that end up being little things that allow the class to become even better. And I'll lead you through a couple of different creation exercises, ways to connect with your project or your business. And we'll do that later on toward the end. And so that you can get an experience of each and what really works for you. All right, so let's talk about Relationships Done Easy a little bit. You know, this is a book, I had been published in a book called I'm Having It, and I was an author, one of 16, I think, and put together my chapter, and that was published. And then once it had been published, pretty immediately, I got this awareness of a book that would like to be created, a book on relationships. And I really sensed it sort of as the circular energy. And I said, okay, you know, if you would like me to create you, I'm willing, as long as you let me know everything. So immediately I started acknowledging it and I started interacting with it as though it was a being of its own, because it is. It has its own energy that's different from my energy, my vibration. It has things that it can start to usher into place. So I started having a conversation with it and I was like, okay, is now the time, right? I'm asking it questions so it can answer me. I said, is now the time? And I got the award in November. And when I was asking this, it was September. So November was a couple months later. And first day of November, I was ready to go. And it was like, if I had asked another question, I would have saved myself a little effort. Because really, toward the end of November, after Thanksgiving in the U.S., was time that the book really got going. And I would interact with it and I'd say like, okay, well, tell me who to include. Because this was a compilation. It wasn't just me writing. However, we'll get to that. I work with a lot of authors, people who would like to be or were just working on their dissertations or like anything that is the written word. I've worked with people, magazine articles, all sorts of things. So creators of those, in a class I have called The Right Time. And actually one of those classes is coming up. You can find it at meetkathywilliams.com/upcoming. I think it's up. So anyway, that's not where I was going. So you can use this if you're creating a writing project or anything right now. So I would talk to the entity as though it can answer me. And I would say, well, who would you like to be involved? So if you have a business, if you are trying to sell your house, well, who would you like to be involved? All right. And you'll get awareness.
All right. So I'm not sure where exactly that left off. But so you can use this regardless of whatever project you're working on. So if you're talking with a book, if you're you can talk with your house to sell it. You can talk with your cat to see who it would like to watch it. You can talk with your class that you're creating and interact with it as though it's a being that you can ask. And when you ask, you'll get awareness. Like, it may not be immediate, but you'll get it, okay? Asking is opening the doors to greater awareness. It's like shining your flashlight in a certain direction. Well, you're going to see more in that direction. So I would ask the book, who would you like to be involved? All right. What other kinds of chapters would you like? And then I would have an awareness. I'd be on Facebook or reading something and see somebody's name or see what they've written. And I'd be like, oh, that person, right? And it'd be a knowing, a really strong sense, just, oh, that person. And whenever I would follow that direction, it would always lead to something greater. And usually when I followed that, I would get an immediate yes. Oh, yeah. I remember there was a writer in my book, Relationships Done Easy, named Allison Cox, and I had reached out to her on Facebook. I didn't know her very well, but it was like, oh, her. And so I invited her to be in the book, and she said yes immediately before she even had the details. And I was like, whoa, wait, you don't even have the details of what's involved. And when we had our conversation together, our initial conversation, she said, Kathy, in my writer's group, yesterday I was writing something and I crumpled it up and I said, I want to write about relationships. And can you see how the universe just sort of arranged itself such that here is Allison, she's decided she wants to write about relationships, and now is the time when I see her name and I'm like, oh, her. There we go. So sometimes when you're putting together something, if it doesn't feel right, or if you're like pushing and trying to get awareness and it's just not happening, you can ask, is now the time? Kind of like when I was starting the book, is now the time? Oh no, November. Okay, cool. Even when like I was putting together a class with someone on the island of Maui, and we were like, oh, would the class like to be named this? Or would this like to be the theme or this? And nothing was really gelling. And then I asked, well, is now the time for us to really solidify this or choose this? Now the time. And it wasn't. And then a couple days later, that, you know, what we had been thinking about had percolated. And then we got to choose and it was easy. So when something feels tough, start to ask more questions. Is now the time? Is there someone else to talk to in regard to this? Do I have all the information I require? What else? Is it sometimes we're thinking of something and it's actually both, right? Like we have two options and it's, oh, can we use both of these in some way? Over the summer, I was creating a class in the spring that was to take place over the summer in London. And on looking for a venue, nothing was really showing up. And there was this density and heaviness and kind of like, it's not working. And I asked some questions with a friend, and this class was going to be co-created, right? Co-facilitated, meaning two facilitators for the class. And my friend asked me a question, and then it became really clear the class only wanted one facilitator. So I was just like, oh, shoot, how do I like go in and talk with the other facilitator about this? And had some trepidation about that. Okay, what's the best way to present this idea? And then when we actually had the conversation, I didn't say anything and he came to that awareness himself. So it was super cool because I was just asking for ease. Ease, please. So we came to the agreement that I would facilitate the class, and the next day the location just fell into my lap. It was, I was looking on the internet and I just, my body lit up when I found the spot, and it's like, yeah, okay, cool, you know? So sometimes it's not the right time. Sometimes it's keep asking questions because there's a question that you haven't asked yet that's going to open the doors. And there are so many possibilities when something's feeling a little sticky. It's like, oh, what could create ease here? Or is now the time for me to interact with a friend and see what awareness we can open up? And the other thing is, this is a great question to ask. This is one of my favorites and has been over the years. And it's, what do I know about this that I'm pretending not to know? Because sometimes awareness is really subtle, and we brush it under the rug. And it's there, but we just ignore it because we're looking for the hit me over the head type of awareness. And it's like, that's not present, so I'm going to ignore the other thing. So ask what you know that you're pretending not to, and see what shows up in that case. All right, so back to the book. I would ask different people. And then as we shaped their chapters together, I would ask the chapter, you know, are you complete? Is there something to tweak still? oh, shall we have them revisit this section? And it's a conversation between the creation and you. And when I was published with my first chapter prior to Relationships Done Easy, in the book I'm Having It, you know, I felt like, oh, geez, I could tweak and edit and fine-tune and refine forever, right, for 40 more years. And finally, there came a point at which I just said to the book, I said to the chapter, are you complete? It was just done, you know? And when you make it not about you, but about the thing and the impact it's going to make, it's so different, because when it's about us, then it gets personal and it gets like, oh no, it's going to be judged. When it's more about the thing itself and the impact it's going to create, such a different perspective. One more thing in regard to that. Oh, we're going to go to break now, and I'll share my thing, my one more thing after the break. Thanks so much for listening to Sexy Mom, Abundant Life, everyone. We'll be back on IOM.FM in just a moment.
Feed your soul with Waves of Consciousness on OM Times Radio. OM Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. OM Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
We have all read about or heard about becoming more spiritual, about working with our energy, the awakening, the shift, about being our authentic selves, living our purpose, reaching our true potential. The challenge doesn't lie in the knowledge, it lies in the execution. The struggle becomes connecting to that limitless self-healing part that each one of us has and gaining control of who we truly are. Hi, I'm Dr. Reverend Aisha Hogan, and you are invited to join me on a master's practice on OM Times, Mondays at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard and 11 a.m. Pacific Standard.
Would you like to have a life of more clarity and abundance? What's possible for you when you get out of your own way? Connect with Kathy Williams for private coaching or join her online to transform your relationship with abundance in every area of your life with the Radical Abundance Course. Kathy also travels, facilitating Radical Abundance and Access Consciousness Bars and Foundation around the world. She'll be in London, Hawaii, Hilton Head, and other fun locations soon. Visit www.meetkathywilliams.com for a class schedule, to connect with Kathy, or invite her to your region and get some free goodies.
Hey, hon, what you doing with your phone? Taking pictures?
No, I'm asking you questions.
Like what?
Hey, Bobo, do flowers have best friends?
I'm sorry, I'm afraid I don't know that.
Hey, follow me. I want to show you something. Look. Flowers do have best friends.
Whoa.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Sexy Mom, Abundant Life, everyone. We are here talking about creations and an easier way of creating. And one of the primary things you can use to create ease is asking questions, because asking questions always opens the door to more awareness. And that awareness may be instant, or it may be gradual. It may occur over days or weeks or even years. And that's a big point to bring in as well. Like, if your awareness is not instant, and if the project takes years, like, what if you didn't have to judge that? What if the project has its own timing? The self-judgment has been so present in both the calls I've been doing and the masterminds. And it's such a thing that weighs us down. And it's like, if we would stop judging ourselves, we would see so many more possibilities, because we're judging that, oh, this is taking too long, or I'm not good enough, or I'm doing it wrong, right? Which all takes so much energy, instead of like, okay, cool, it's not going how I would like it to go. What would be even better? What would allow it to be even better than I think it can be, right? So we can open the doors to expansive possibilities instead of close the door on ourselves and say, well, it's not good enough, or I'm not good enough. You know, asking questions like, okay, well, what's beyond what I've considered? What's available? Who can I connect with? Who can I talk with? How can I make this even better? How can this become even better? I was talking about not making it about you before we went to the break. And I have a fun story about that. And actually, the story is more like, what if you didn't have to make it about the outcome, but actually allow it to be about the process and what you discover and uncover in the process of creating? Right. So often we make it like, okay, I have to take these steps, and once I take them, I'm going to reach this pinnacle awesome thing. Okay. Well, what if awesomeness is also in the steps? What if the delight of creating is also present in all of this preparatory time, whatever you want to call it, that creating time? All right. So I'm going to get to that story. I just want to make sure you know how to reach out to me. One of the best ways is at my website, meetkathywilliams.com. It's got a K and an S, Kathy with a Y, and meetkathywilliams.com. And there you can also pick up a free Create Your Life exercise and a Money Rain meditation, and see all the upcoming classes, including one I have right after this radio show, which is called Are You an Unpaid People Pleaser? In essence, is people pleasing your unpaid job, right? You're just like constantly giving, giving, giving. We're going to play with that in just a little bit. And if you're listening to this in the future, you can get the recording. It's available. I record almost everything. It's only $20. meetkathywilliams.com/upcoming, or if it's after the fact, it'll be in the shop. All right, so this story about creating something and wanting it to be something and then kind of doubting. A couple years back, I created this thing called the Radical Abundance Free Challenge. Actually, it might have been just last year. It feels like forever ago. So Radical Abundance Free Challenge was something that was percolating in my mind, and it was an online thing, and people would receive emails every day for just 5 days. And, you know, I was putting a lot of effort into it, work into it, creating things and videos and different exercises. And I said to myself, well, what if only like two people sign up? You know, like, then what? What if two people come? And as this, you know, thought was percolating in my mind, I realized, oh, this is for me. This, doing this is for me to learn and explore and create. And it's like an experiment in a way. It's not a big deal whether 2 or 200 show up. It's for me to get jiggy with creating. Yeah, I didn't say it in those words, but and so I got into it and created it, and over 200 people ended up coming. You know, so it's like What if you could just enjoy the process of exploring and experimenting and getting in it? And the result is cool, right? It's awesome to have a result, but it's not about that, too. Right. The way I approach creating a book is going to be very different if I'm, you know, loving the process versus thinking about, okay, it's got to get done and it's got to sell X number of copies and all of that. All of that's okay, right? All of that can be involved, but it's also about the life, the creation and the awareness that opens up in the process of creating. So it's just a different space to come from when you're creating that way. As I created the book Relationships Done Easy, there were a couple of hangups. Like one lady, she said, oh yeah, I'll get you your chapter by the March deadline, no problem. And the March deadline came and went and her chapter did not come. And then like mid-March came and then April came and I said, okay, would the book still like to have her as a part of it? And it was a yes. So I was like, all right, who can I talk to? And I talked with the publisher. And she gave me this idea. She said, Kathy, I've done it, you know, people's chapters several different ways. But one of the ways I used once was I interviewed the person and then had them write a chapter based on that. So that's what I did. And what was fun about the interviewing process was I was able to ask everything that I was interested in, you know, and weave the chapter into a direction that was really refreshing for the book and opened up new possibilities and directions that we hadn't explored in other chapters of the book. So, like, when you're working with your project, what have I not explored? What are some other alternatives I could use? And start to tap into those and then ask, what will be the most effective for this project? You see, a lot of times we're aware of different alternatives. And when we're in that sort of analysis, paralysis, decision-making, what's going to be the most effective for this project now? Where is my attention required now? And allow yourself to choose that, because there are dozens of ways of creating things. And sometimes other people are gonna say, well, this is the right way, or this is the way to do it. So I was talking in a mastermind today and someone was like, well, I keep comparing myself with someone who's really consistent. And I was like, yeah, but you don't have her life. So comparing in this instance is really creating density and heavy energy. Now, comparing can also bring a sense of like envy, and in which case it's showing you, oh, I would like that. And then you can ask, okay, how could I have that my way or in a way that would work for this project, right? So asking questions, playing with it, is sometimes we don't feel in the mood to do our project, like, oh, I don't feel like it. All right, well, one, what will it create if I just don't do it right now? Sometimes it will create more. Sometimes is the time to go for a walk or phone a friend or curl up in your pajamas and watch a movie. But sometimes that I don't feel like it is actually an avoidance technique. I did a show during the summer called Going with the Flow. Sometimes going with the flow is a great idea, and sometimes it's avoidance. There's way more to it than that. You can find that show in the archive of iom.fm. So, you know, what is going to create more ease here? Would you allow yourself to have ease? When someone asked me that, some time ago now, maybe 4 or 5 years ago, I actually really said no. This really felt off. Like, I didn't want to have ease. So when we're in this, I don't feel like it. Sometimes it's time to take a break, and sometimes it's just resistance. And on the other side of that is something fabulous. It's like when you're up in the mountains, almost to Machu Picchu, it's hard. You've been going. There's resistance. It's like, oh, I don't want to go anymore. I want to rest. Can the donkey carry all my stuff? Can the donkey carry me? No, keep going. Right? So sometimes that resistance is just showing you that you're outside your comfort zone. It's not a heaviness that means stop. It's just like, oh goodness, there's resistance here. How will I feel once I'm on the other side of it? And sometimes we don't feel like working out. Okay, how will I feel after I've had a good sweat and I'm showering off? Okay, so what would it take for this to have more ease? Sometimes it's, oh, well, I'm going to get myself a glass of whatever I like to drink and do it. Keep going. Okay. So a couple of things about projects. Sometimes they're really better off when you don't tell somebody. Sometimes they're really better off when you tell people, but the right people. You have an accountability partner or coach or someone who helps you stay on track. Sometimes when it feels really like a big project, that's when accountability partner or coach is really useful, because we can help you break it down into something smaller and more doable. That way it doesn't feel like, oh my God, this huge thing that's overwhelming and outside my comfort zone. It's like, no. Okay. This, and then this step, and then this step. One step at a time climbs you up the mountain. All right. So asking questions, seeing who can be involved. And this is true of a book, a business, a class, a symphony, a radio show. It's like, what can I add to it? Who can I add to it? One of my questions I like to ask is, what's required today? So for the radio, what's required today? It might be the write-up for next week. It might be for me to coalesce some of my thoughts for the show. It might be for me to go find my headset, right? All the various things involved. And one of the things I like to do, I think Abraham Hicks calls it the placemat technique, is get a piece of paper and divide it down the middle. And on one side, you put my job. And the other side, you put the universe's job. Because sometimes we try to do both, our job and the universe's job. Okay, so my project I'm going to tell you about is getting tenants for a rental property. Right? My job, put the advert, write up a nice thing about the house, put it on Craigslist, put it on Nextdoor, the website, maybe put it on Facebook. My job, take some nice photos. I guess that would come first, but hey, right? The universe is not going to do that job. Take some nice photos. That's my job. Okay. My job, kind of energetically put feelers out to draw in the people who the house would like. In fact, even ask the house to pull those people in, right? Everything has a vibration. Everything has an energy. You can talk to everything. A house would like someone who's going to respect it, right? It's not going to like someone who's going to smear dirt all over the walls or something like that. All right? Not as much. So inviting the house to contribute, inviting the land to contribute. Land, who would you like to be here? Pull that person in. All right. So you're also asking the universe in that process. And then, you know, on the universe side, bring the right people, allow us to connect really quickly and effortlessly. My job, take phone calls, get a sense of people, show them the spot. Your universe's job, bring the people, and bring fun, respectful, whatever kind of people, right? So that you recognize, what I love about this is that you recognize you're not in it alone, right? You have the biggest thing there is supporting you, carrying you, allowing you to have a different possibility. In a moment, we're going to go to the break, and we're lead you through two different exercises to connect with whatever project you're talking about or can look at. So while we go to break, choose a project. Actually, maybe choose two, or you can do the same project with both exercises. And in a moment, we'll be right back. Thanks for listening, everyone.
The future of internet radio is here. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose, to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free. AscendingHearts.com.
Would you like to have a life of more clarity and abundance? What's possible for you when you get out of your own way? Connect with Kathy Williams for private coaching or join her online to transform your relationship with abundance in every area of your life with the Radical Abundance Course. Kathy also travels, facilitating radical abundance and access consciousness bars and foundation around the world. She'll be in London, Hawaii, Hilton Head, and other fun locations soon. Visit www.meetkathywilliams.com for a class schedule, to connect with Kathy, or invite her to your region and get some free goodies.
Hello, I'm Sandy Sedgbeer, host of Om Times Magazine's flagship radio show, What is Going On? My passion is sifting through information, research, and innovations from New Thought teachers, speakers, and researchers pushing back the boundaries of what we know about life, energy, metaphysics, and the universe. I love shifting perceptions about who we are, why we're here, and how quickly impossible becomes normal when we open our minds, expand our awareness, and accept that the only limits that exist are those we place upon ourselves. So if you're the kind of forward-thinking, eager investigator of what lies beyond the current reality that most perceive, why not make a date to come play with me in the field of possibilities at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time every Thursday, and together we can discover what's really going on.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Sexy Mom Abundant Life, everyone. Today we're talking about connecting with our projects, a different way of creating, and one that has opened up so much ease for me in terms of asking a class, hey class, when would you like to be? Where would you like to be? Whatever else about it that you need to know, you can ask the project. The class. So I'm going to lead you through an exercise to help you ask or to help you really tap into what your project would like. And it's like a co-creation. If you're interested in my shop at meetkathywilliams.com, I have five of these exercises. I also have a little class called something like communicating with your projects or something like that, but 5 days of energetic exercises for creation. People loved that class. I got like messages with expletives about how great that class was. So have a listen there at meetkathywilliams.com. We're going to do two fun ones today. And what I'm going to ask you to do is, if you can be in a quiet place, that's ideal. And if not, you can always come back to this. We're in the last 15 minutes or so of the show. And go ahead and close your eyes. And we're going to do this way of connecting first. All right. What I'd like you to do is invite your project. It could be anything. Invite your project to show up in a way that you can vividly receive it and receive information, right? So, you know, that is what you're going to want to do is choose like a human form or a giant butterfly or whatever. You can get creative with it. Just a form in which you can receive information. And I'm going to ask you to go in your head to somewhere where it's a quiet, comfortable place where you can meet with your creation in this form. And so go there first, and in a moment, we'll invite your creation to show up. So go on over to the door or the entrance of your space and invite your creation in and greet it in the best way for both of you. And go have a seat together so you can have a conversation. First off, welcoming it, thanking it for being here, thanking it for playing with you. Thanking it for being willing to communicate with you. And now, what is it you can do today to expand the project, to contribute to it, to make it even better than you knew was possible? Is there a location it would like you to go or like you to add? Is there a person it would like you to add or people? Are there energies it would like that currently are involved? And those might come from you or from someone else or just a place. So what can you add? And is there anything else it would like you to know right now? Any other actions you're aware of? Things to choose. And when's the next time to check back in? Like this. And when you're complete with your conversation, knowing you can always come back to this, thank your creation. Maybe it would like to be called something in specific. And lead it to the exit. And allow it to leave. Before you open your eyes. Okay. Now, we're going to explore in a different way. So you can choose the same project or a totally different one. That's up to you. And this is more of an energetic way of interacting. So it's not going to have a person-like form with a voice. And it's going to be more of an energy that you're receiving Now, so you may actually resonate more with one of these exercises than the other. There's not a right way to do it or a wrong way, just what works for you. All right, so go ahead and close your eyes again and choose your project and ask to get a sense of that project as an energy. As an energy that you can interact with. And that energy may show up for me. Often it shows up as a shape, kind of amoeba-like. It may show up really expansive across the universe. Allow it to show up however it does. There's not a right or wrong way. And tap into the energy of it and start to kind of expand it and ask, what can I do today to expand you? And acknowledge whatever comes up. One time for me, it was surfing. Seems to have nothing to do with it, but it does. It adds an energy. All right. So what questions can I ask to help create you greater than I've ever imagined? Get a sense of the question. Knowing if they don't arise immediately, that they're coming. They're coming. Okay. Who can I add? Or what kind of energy can I add? Is there some place I can go that would create more for both of us? What do I need to know that I don't know currently about you, project? And is there a habit I could create that would support you? Please let me know where to get the information I require and take a moment to ask any additional questions that come to mind or to just think your project. All right. And opening your eyes, if there are some notes you want to take or something, go ahead and do that. And these are brief. They take like 5 minutes. They're not long exercises. So it's sort of like, would you be willing to tap into your projects? And one of the other things I sometimes invite is everything I've ever done that's related to this, I'm gonna energetically invite it to contribute to me. Okay, so let's say I'm doing a session or doing a class, like everything I've ever done. That means all the classes I've ever taken that are related, any sessions I've ever done that really, like everything I've ever done that's related to this, I'm going to invite it all to contribute to me energetically and allow yourself to receive. Yeah. So, for example, maybe you're teaching a Reiki class or an Access Bars class or something like that. Any class I've ever done, any class I've ever taken, anything I've ever facilitated that's related to this, I'm going to invite it to contribute to those classes energetically. And receiving. It's really fun when you tap into that. It's like, so much energy. The universe supports this. It's really true. And, you know, I think there's a usefulness also in looking at a project and knowing when actually, you know what, this is not happening. we've set something in motion. It's not a failure. It's not happening. I'm not sure exactly why, but there's something else beyond this. Like, how can I use this thing that didn't quite work out to create something even greater, even if I don't know what that is yet, right? Nothing's a failure, only feedback. Wow, everybody, we've explored lots of questions to ask, a couple of exercises to do with your projects. If you're interested in more exercises with your projects, super fun, more clearings, check out, I think it's 5 days of energetic exercises for creation in the shop at meetkathywilliams.com. Definitely one of the hits. People really got a kick out of that one and have used it a lot to create money and different things. So, also coming up are a couple of online things right after this. Are you a people pleaser? Something like that. I forgot. Are you an unpaid people pleaser? And then later in the month, 5 days of energetic exercises for moving beyond judgment. So if you're constantly comparing yourself, judging yourself, you may like to jump on that one. Those 5 days always create a lot of transformation and are super fun. A couple of shows coming up are not in this order, because order is not what I know unless it's written down. a radio show about communicating with your body. One on judgment and allowance. And allowance is the space of non-judgment. And I love to hear your ideas too. So reach out at meetkathywilliams.com. Thanks so much, everybody, for listening, and make it a great week. If you can't wait that long, check me out on YouTube, Kathy Williams, public figure, and the replay is at iom.fm, and I'll be back here on air next Thursday. Thanks a bunch, everyone. Aloha.